Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Frank Haith may be heading for the broadcast booth, just like Bruce Pearl. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. With all the bad things we've all said about the NCAA, at least they are getting tougher with the cheaters and the recruiting rules. Now a coach caught cheating cannot skip town and take another job without the penalties following him. It is called, in NCAA parlance, a show cause and can be from 1 to 5 years. Former Tennessee basketball coach Bruce Pearl, who not only broke recruiting rules but lied about it, received a 3-year show cause after being fired by the Vols. That means Pearl cannot coach another team without that school facing NCAA penalties for violations he committed elsewhere. That such a scoundrel was hired as an ESPN commentator is absurd, but another story for another day. The latest coach to be caught by the posse is apparently Missouri's Frank Haith, who hightailed it out of Miami when the news broke about the NCAA hound dogs moving into Coral Gables and investigating impermissible benefits to athletes dating back to 2002. The culprit is a dude named Nevin Shapiro, who started naming names after he went to prison for 20 years on an unrelated fraud charge. It will take a while for the NCAA investigation to wash out, as if we didn't know that, and then there will be appeals by Haith in Missouri. So the former Elon and Wake Forest assistant seems safe for at least the rest of this season. But if the NCAA slaps him with a multi-year show cause for not promoting an atmosphere of compliance at Miami, Missouri will have to fire him or be sanctioned as well. You have to wonder what old Mizzou knew when it interviewed and hired Haith. If you're being chased by the NCAA, the only way to avoid trouble is to take a pro coaching job like Oregon's Chip Kelly did with the Philadelphia Eagles. If Oregon gets nailed for recruiting violations, Kelly may never be able to coach in college again, but he may not need to if flying high in Philly. Haith will have a harder time following that path because he has not won championships or considered to be a great coach by any means. All he can hope for is that the NCAA does not slap him with a show cause. This is Archansky. See ya.